I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday, here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Mifepristone is the most widely used abortion drug in the United States, but it's not available directly at pharmacies. It's only available at abortion clinics, doctor's offices, or hospitals. Why? Well, because politics, mostly. There's a new study, it's going on now in California and Washington State, that hopes to provide even more information about the safety of the drug. Now, under President Donald Trump, that's not really going to happen. Scott Gottlieb, who was Trump's first appointment to head the FDA, was an opponent of kind of pretty much women having any choice about whether they get pregnant or not. They should be pregnant. For our younger listeners, I need to take them back to a time when we had people nominated by the president, and then they would go to Congress to head the different departments in our government, and Congress would approve them. We don't do that anymore. We just have acting heads who are not approved by Congress. And even though Congress pretty much is a rubber stamp to the president, that wasn't certain enough. So now he just puts in whoever he wants, and to heck with it. Because as you know, laws are for suckers. Now, sharpness is a rarity in the Trump administration, and that he actually has the appropriate credentials for the job, does have a background in science and medicine, and has actually run research labs. He was head of the National Cancer Institute. He seems like actually a really appropriate pick, which makes you wonder, how in the world did he get the job? Well, of course, this is the Trump administration, so it's not looking good so far. First of all, he said he wasn't really going to change direction from the previous head, and that guy was a total disaster at filling the place with anti-abortion extremists. And also there's his involvement with something that's very familiar to students of history. Back when contraception was against the law, primarily because of pressure from the Catholic Church, there were efforts to round up and arrest anyone who was supplying contraception or contraceptive information. All of that was illegal. And those were the bad old days when Comstock was given virtually unlimited power to go round up anybody he wanted to. One of those people that he rounded up was Margaret Sanger, who he tried to throw in prison. He had trouble getting at her, so he threw her husband into prison. Well, even though the Supreme Court has not overturned abortion, and we still have abortion rights in theory, if not in practice, in fact, the Supreme Court ruled that it was a right. But as more and more states are trying to completely ban abortion, there are those doctors there who are, yes, technically violating the law by importing abortion drugs into those states and making them available to people. There's a lot of things for the FDA to enforce in the drug market. There's a lot of drugs out there that don't work. There's a lot of problems. But the one thing they shouldn't be doing is going rounding up people who are distributing safe reproductive health drugs. Now, you can't get them in the states that have completely banned abortion, and you can only get them from a hospital or a doctor, but you can't get them from a hospital or a doctor in those states where it's been banned. So the only way that people can get them is to do it sort of illegally. So that brings us to the case of Rebecca Gompertz, who has helped women terminate their pregnancies in parts of the world that have abortion bans, like Portugal or Poland or, I guess now, parts of the United States. She's been doing this for decades. She's originally from the Netherlands, and she runs an organization called Aid Access, which is to help women in places, sadly, including the United States, where abortion's not illegal but is highly restricted. And under Sharpless, the FDA has gone after her. They told her she was violating federal law by selling misbranded and unapproved new drugs. She's not going to back down. She's fought against worse countries than the United States, although we're constantly working to get worse. Last June, under the old regime, FDA agents raided the home of a New York City woman after she'd sent abortion medications to 2,000 women across the country. And of course, the drug we're talking about is mifepristone and misoprostol. These have to be used together. They're the basic drug cocktail. They are extremely safe, and thanks to the internet, you can order them pretty easily. And it's not even clear that the FDA even has the legal right to stop the distribution of these pills. whether they even have the jurisdiction. But right now, under the new acting head, they seem to think so. The FDA claiming that the two drugs are misbranded and unapproved is insane. They are absolutely approved. So that brings us back around to this new research, which is taking place in 6 locations in California and Washington, near universities and large hospital campuses. What they're looking for, they want to get 250 patients, and about half that many patients have already gone through the study, and they're asked about their experience at follow-up appointments to evaluate their safety and comfort levels. Because the argument that the FDA makes, which is strictly a political one, is that these drugs are hard to administer, and that's why they have the restrictions that they do. They're known as risk evaluation and mitigation strategies. And there are drugs that really do have serious risks attached to them when they're self-administered. But so far, there has not been a scintilla of evidence that shows that that is the case for this very standard, well-known drug cocktail. It is pretty easy to self-administer. But what they want to do is to gather enough data to show, yeah, people don't have any problem self-administering this stuff. It's got to be used in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy, but it's highly effective and has a safety record that is equal to surgical abortion, which is astonishingly safe. Going through with your pregnancy is many, 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 many times more hazardous than having an abortion. And of course, putting up these kinds of barriers makes it much more difficult for people to get this drug and to use it. And right now, most of the general practice OBGYNs and family medicine doctors don't prescribe it. And part of the problem is that they have to write a prescription and they have to stock it because it can't be made available in pharmacies. That's insane. So these doctors don't want that extra cost of having to stock a bunch of this drug because they're not pharmacists. Eliminating the restriction would also make it possible for online pharmacies to sell mifepristone. Now, I've looked at other studies and other data, and this study is going to come to the same conclusion that everybody else who's studied this has come to, that this drug combination is completely safe. Okay, well, nothing is completely safe, but the risks are extremely low. In a recent study of more than 11,000 women who use this drug combination, it found that 0.03% of patients had serious bleeding requiring a transfusion, and 0.01% required hospitalization. So yeah, there could be problems. You can get problems with any drug, and they always let you know about them because that's the law. But the risks are extremely small. And studies have shown that right now, a lot of women are just buying the drugs online from overseas pharmacies. But will the FDA clamp down even harder on that? Now, right now, no matter what the results of this study are, and I am absolutely positive that they're going to be positive. Doesn't matter, because we don't have a science-based government right now. We have a government that absolutely ignores science, has extremist viewpoints, and goes with the extremist viewpoint, science be damned. In California and Washington, where the new study is being done, there are 2 of the first states to allow pharmacists to prescribe birth control. We here in California do tend to be a little bit ahead of the curve on a lot of things. Now, Canada has already done this. They've made this available through pharmacies with extremely positive results. They've seen a huge change in access. And in places like Prince Edward Island, where if you're a fan of Anne of Green Gables, you know it's way the hell out there, they can get their mifepristone by courier. It has dramatically increased people's access to this drug combination. But increased availability is the last thing that our current government wants for us. Doesn't matter if it's safe. Doesn't matter what it means to the women. This is an administration that has made it pretty clear that mandatory pregnancy is just part of the way they see the world for women. It's also important to consider when you vote in the next presidential election, and when you vote for your senator, what that means. You may be a diehard Republican, but if abortion and contraception access is important to you, we have to vote out the senators who are blocking access to contraception, and we have to put in a president who will support women's rights to reproductive freedom. We don't have that right now. And if Trump has another 4 more years, I'm afraid he's going to have the time to lock in these restrictions for a very long time.